shift a little bit, I think, from this perspective, and we are going to go to Romania, which is in Europe, so Eastern Europe, and it has a population of almost 22 million inhabitants, more than in half of it living in urban areas. You can see some stats, literacy rate, almost 100%, fertility rate 1.3, and but maternal mortality having a huge rate, let's say of almost 0.2 per live birth. During communism, abortion and contraceptives were illegal. Once the restrictive communist policy ceased in 1990 and contraceptives were legalized, family planning services developed gradually, as did an increase in access to modern contraceptives. Abortion, however, persisted as the main method of fertility, and even after the contraceptives became legal. During this time, approximately half of maternal deaths were caused by post-abortion complications. Despite the fact that in 1999, almost a quarter of the female population of reproductive age was using a modern contraception method, for many poor women from rural areas especially, the access to contraceptives was limited, and family doctors did not have the necessary training to counsel women. What we can say is that for women in rural areas, the closest medical person is the family doctor, as we have doctors in almost each comuna of Romania, comuna being one of the smallest administrative units. Then it became clear that the development of public health strategies and policies needed improvement, as well as health regulations clarifying the responsibilities of the actors such as service providers. The Romanian Family Health Initiative, it's a project that started in August 2001 and will end in December 2007. Based on a partnership convention between the Romanian Ministry of Public Health, USAID, GSI Research and Training Institute, and funded by USAID. Its main components relate to family planning, prenatal care. Later on we added avian influenza, we also have the HIV/AIDS component. But what I'm going to talk about now is how Romanian Family Health Initiative supported a Romanian National Family Planning Program. Immediately after the partnership convention was signed in 2001, the Ministry of Health identified reproductive health and family planning as a public health priority and incorporated reproductive health as a permanent topic into the public agenda. Moreover, family planning and reproductive health services were included into a basic health package that every Romanian, insured or uninsured, is entitled to receive at the primary health level. Primary health care level, sorry. We can say that the success of this partnership is based on two things. We have the strategic approach, which means to ensure sustainability, the changes in the country politics level are essential, but they are not enough. This is why RFHI works on one hand to develop new policies and to help the ministry implement them, but they also worked on enforcing the existing policies. On the other hand, how did we work? We used the three pillars approach. What does it mean? We trained providers, we brought in free contraceptives, and we had the ICBCC activities, meaning we had several pilots. At the beginning, until 1997, we had the trainings of providers, but these providers did not have contraceptives. to offer to the beneficiaries who couldn't afford to buy them. And what does it mean? You can say, yes, you have to receive contraceptives, but I cannot offer you. So this is nothing. Then, we brought in the contraceptives for free to exactly those people who couldn't afford them. We had a market segmentation, a very clear market segmentation, and we targeted exactly the population in need, preventing the losses or beneficiaries who can afford to buy contraceptives but are not entitled to receive them for free. Then. And then the last issue was the ICBCC activities. As you know, if we have providers and we have contraceptives, people must know about them. Why is it the National Family Planning Program a success in Romania? Because it has good results, as you will see further on. It's known and appreciated internationally. Countries in the region, for instance Georgia or Ukraine, are following the model. And nevertheless, it's a result of collaboration between government, international agencies, we have USAID, UNFPA, and NGOs, the local NGOs. How did we start? As you can see, the green map represents Romania at the beginning, in 2001. The red spots are the 200 family planning cabinets all over Romania, only in urban areas. This means that somebody from the rural, from the countryside, they had to go all over to the city to get contraceptives and get family planning services. What we did in almost 6 years, we managed to have almost 80% rural coverage. This means four doctors out of five communas, they distribute contraceptives and the beneficiaries have access to family planning services for free. The family planning program has three levels. We have the central and the national level, managed by the Ministry of Health with donors' contribution. Then we have the local level, managed by the district public health authorities in the 42 districts that are comprised in Romania. And then we have the family planning service providers. Which are these providers? The categories are the family planning, the family doctors, then the family planning clinics, and then the NGOs who have family planning cabinets. And now we have a new component, which is the postpartum and post-abortion counseling and contraception. This means that contraceptives can be offered to beneficiaries in the hospital wards. If we talk about the contraceptives and getting them, they are offered to beneficiaries through a logistics management information system for contraceptives that started in 2001 by UNFPA and USAID contraceptive donations, and then later on the Ministry of Health started procuring contraceptives on a yearly basis. If we think about the history in terms of data collection, then what we can say is that at the provider's level, we have a system, and in 2001 and 2002 this system was developed, containing paper-based telemedicine reporting forms that were further on simplified. And then from 2003 at district and national level, we have the the Excel spreadsheet-based data consolidating tool that were further on revised. And starting 2006, we have the Intercon. Intercon is our own, this is the user's manual, English version. And Intercon is a application, online application, through which the district level reports to the national level, and this new technology helps us having a central level consolidated data in real time and access to the to information related to each provider in the country. All these three levels, they have LMIS procedures guide. This. And then, what another big result of our partnership was related to budget allocations. As you can see, the Ministry of Health constantly increased their budget allocations. These figures relate only to purchasing contraceptives through national public tenders. Another, going back to the strategy level, another good point of the program was the fact that the health insurance house, which is governmental side also, kept yearly on the framework contract the provision and the reimbursement of family planning services. This is a graph showing you how constantly the units of contraceptives dispensed grew. It might not seem much for, I don't know, somebody coming from the United States, I mean, 5 million units. But for Romania, it is a lot, knowing that, like, I don't know, in 1990, they were illegal. Nobody was, you couldn't find them. Maybe somebody, I don't know, they were buying from the black market at the borders, but they were illegal. Nobody had to use them, and they were banned. This is a graph showing you the evolution of number of family planning providers, abortion rate, and CYPs. This means, if you see the columns, the orange columns, show you how the number of providers grew from year to year. We have in 2002, we have the family planning cabinets, and then starting 2002, the number of family doctors trained grew, leading to almost more than 5,000 in 2006. These family doctors provided services for constantly over 1,800 beneficiaries per year, which led to a decrease in the rate of abortion from more than one abortion per live birth to 0.7, almost in 2006. And you're gonna say, okay, these are the results, but it's like 2,200 women who have access to these contraceptives. Yeah, but this is only on the governmental side. We also have the prevalence rate of overall contraceptives use growing, which you can see. This is the CPR nationwide from the private and public sector, and then you have the abortion decreasing, and then you have the fertility rate, which is constant, which brings that exactly brings us to the idea that exactly the ones who really need it, they use the contraceptives, not others. And going to the impact results, okay, we can say that by 2005 Romania exceeded its Millennium Development Goals, Objective 5, Target 12, which refers to the maternal mortality decrease, and it already exceeded it by reaching a 75%, except for 40 that was targeted at the beginning. What does RFHI do? We hope to leave a legacy. Why? Because it's a strategy-based program, design and implementation, because it increased the capacity of management at national level and local level. If 5 years ago they weren't even thinking about these things, now they know that yearly they have to do tenders, now they know that yearly they have to keep this provision of services in the framework contract so that the providers will be paid. We try to help them build a partnership between the ministry and the civil society and to keep this partnership working. And then we brought a broad pool of trained providers, training capacity and training materials. We were working on a family planning curricula that was developed. We have a user-friendly and efficient LMIS, which helps us determine the exact quantities and the exact products that are needed. And not least, we have a BCC know-how, and we have increased the demand of quality family planning services. In the end, what I can say is maybe what Dr. Robert Hatcher said when he came to Romania for the first time, and this is that Romania and this program is a gift to the world.